And stop they wouldn't, as the New England Patriots walloped the Colts last night and punched their ticket for Glendale, Arizona, and Super Bowl 49 in 2 weeks, where they'll face the Seattle Seahawks. That was the CBS-TV call of one of three touchdowns by the running back LeGarrette Blount, who muscled through the Colts defensive line again and again and again last night, which ended with a Pats win 45-7. WBUR's Karen Given was there.
Last year, you could have heard a pin drop in the Patriots' locker room after New England lost a second straight AFC championship. This time around, reporters had to push their way in, past celebrating players taking pictures of each other with the Lamar Hunt trophy.
Get in the shower, Tom. DB, make sure you get in the shower.
Quarterback Tom Brady rushed by on his way to the showers, and even owner Robert Kraft joined in the locker room fun. He said this team is special, but he also praised the fans who stayed in their seats despite the driving rain and swirling winds.
How about our fans tonight staying there when in the third quarter it looked like we had a commanding lead, and they stayed till the end in the driving rain? Were any of you outside?
As usual, tough conditions seem to favor New England. The Patriots scored two touchdowns in the first quarter, but in the second, Tom Brady threw an interception meant for tight end Rob Gronkowski, and the Colts came within seven. For a moment, it looked like Indianapolis might be able to mount a challenge. But less than 5 minutes into the second half, Brady threw a short pass to left tackle Nate Solder for a 16-yard touchdown. Solder became just the third member of the offensive line to catch a touchdown pass in Patriots history, and the Colts were never able to come back. After the game, Solder was just happy the play worked. After all, the last time he'd caught a touchdown pass had been in high school.
How would you grade your route?
Just proficient. I made it across the goal line.
Brady had kind words for the man whose job it usually is to protect him.
Tough conditions out there. It's rainy at me, and for God's sakes, he runs over two guys to get in there, so I don't know. Maybe we have more tricks up our sleeve.
It took a trick or two to push New England past the Baltimore Ravens last weekend. But this time around, the Patriots seem to be trying out some of their more unusual plays just for fun. When this team started the season 2-2, some pundits suggested that Brady was too old and head coach Bill Belichick was out of tricks. Wide receiver Brandon LaFell says the team was happy to prove those doubters wrong.
We started out slow. And I know everybody was jumping off the bandwagon, but hey, man, we still got applications for you to sign up for these next 2 weeks.
Far from being through, Brady will now head to his sixth Super Bowl, the most for any quarterback in NFL history. And Brady and Belichick have now won more postseason games together than any other head coach and quarterback. Up next is the defending Super Bowl champions, the Seattle Seahawks. But veteran defensive tackle Vince Wilfork isn't worried.
The play that's good in the AFC Championship, you know, it gives you some confidence going into the Super Bowl where, you know, if we play like this, we give ourselves a good shot at winning.
The Patriots will face the Seahawks in Glendale, Arizona on February 1st. With 2 weeks to prepare, Tom Brady says he'll be ready. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.